and a good character is better than the bank account that you have. Okay? It's better than the bank account that you have. Now, what's going to happen here is we're going to read Proverbs 15, verse number 8. Proverbs chapter 15 verse number 30. Now let me just remind you with this.
Time to meditate. Jory Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Gentle Soul.
You're an idea of a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace right to your Yona that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our curriculum will be in the internet www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio at bythegrace.org over the church 073-269-2731 over curriculum WhatsApp we are in 083-289-4658.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell. In his house and inquire in his temple. And behold the beauty of my beautiful Savior. Goes like this. David said this.
One thing that I desire from the Lord. That one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not worried and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. Come at me, they're gonna focus, for your power will conquer all. It's just one place I wanna be, Lord God. That place is one thing that I desire from the Lord. Yes, that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple. And behold the beauty of the Lord. So beautiful. Yeah. I don't worry and I'm not dismayed. Never will run away, no. I won't fear my enemies, no. Oh, no, no. But when they come with me, they're gonna fall. Yes, your power will conquer all. There's just one thing I want to see. Help me say, help me say, oh,
Lord, he was saying that one thing that I desire for, one thing that I desire for. I told you that you're listening to your favorite radio that is called By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm doing the show that is called Time to Meditate, a daily show from 6 o'clock. CAT Central Time until 2100 CAT Central Time. Now, we have just read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse number 1 where it tells us that a good reputation is better than expensive pleasures. The day someone dies is better than the day they were born. That is what it says. The day someone dies is better than the day when they were born. Alright. Let's just do this. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 30. It's saying, a smile makes people happy. Good news makes them feel better. That's what it says. A smile. Remember I told you that a good reputation, a good character, a good behavior, okay, a good character and a good behavior, it makes a difference because it's better than a fat bank. In other words, you can have money, you can have everything, but if your behavior, if your character is not good, then meaning you are in a serious problem. Your character need to be good. Your character need to be very good. Now, in the book of Proverbs 15:30, it's saying, a smile makes people happy. Good news makes them feel better. Now, when somebody smiles, it will make another person happy. For example, let's say you are married, you are having your wife. Every time when you arrive home, you smile and your wife smile. It says that it brings happiness. But every time when I come back home, I'm not smile, I'm serious. Now, it's not going to bring happiness. It's going to bring problems because we will always have a stress because we don't talk to each other or we don't smile. Now, it also says that good news makes them feel better. When somebody tells you the good news, those good news, they're making you feel better. Just imagine that you had a long day. Somebody decided to tell you the good news. the news that you were expecting, or but you were not expecting them to get to arrive to you on that time. What is going to happen? It's going to cause. It's going to cause the joy. Because you have received something great, something that is very good. Just imagine, maybe you thought, as now people are writing their exam and they're going to receive the results for their exam. You also going to receive your results for the exam. But if like say like that way, and then it happened that they tell you that you have passed, that is a good news. It tells us a smile makes people happy. Good news makes them feel better. That's what it say. When I always smile, I make somebody. You must smile. You must have a good character. You must have a good reputation. You must have a good behavior. Then you smile. Now, people, every time when somebody think of work, he's going to go to work. Because work, that is a place where we spend most of our time, like home. In the morning, 8 until 5, you are at work. That's where you spend your day at work. And it also says that a good news make them feel better. When somebody tells you the good news, it make you feel better. Remember, we're talking about Ephesians chapter number 7, when it just say that a good reputation is better than expensive pleasures. The day someone dies is better than the day they were born. Meaning the day I die, it saying is better than the day I was born. Now, we will be able to understand what exactly was the King Solomon trying to say there. That's what you will be able to understand. Then I give you the referral scripture, Proverbs 15 verse 30. It's saying that a smile makes people happy, good news makes them feel better. That's what is happening. Then we continue, we go to Proverbs 22 verse 1. It says, it is better to be respected than to be rich. A good name is worth more than silver or gold. In other words, a good reputation, a good character, it's worthy more than silver and gold. You may have money, you may have gold, but if your reputation is bad, then it's a problem. You may have everything, but if your character is bad, it's a problem. Alright, now let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse number. It said, the light of those who do right shine brighter and brighter, but the lamp of the wicked become darker and darker. What I'm saying is, the light of those who do right, it shine brighter and brighter. Now, the good reputation is better than the fat bank. A good reputation is better than the expensive perfume, or is better than having lots of money. A good character and good behavior. Now, Ephesians chapter 11, verse number 7. Listen what it says. It is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. But now, it is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. Now, what I want to say is, we need to appreciate every moment that we get. Remember what we read in Ephesians 7:1, it saying that death is better than living. That's what it say. Like when it's saying that Let's repeat it so that we can be able to be on. It's saying that a good reputation is better than expensive pleasures. The day someone dies, the day I die, it will be better than the day I was born. Now we went to Ephesians chapter 11 verse 7 when it said that it is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. That's why it says it is good to be alive. I just want to say to you that the opportunity that you got today, because you opportunity, God gave you another grace so that you can see today. Now that's why I'm saying it is better to it is good to be alive. It is nice to see the light from the sun. Now, as I speak now, there are people whom they can't see the light from the sun because of they are blind. Now, on most occasion, I tell people that there are people who they can't walk, but as we are complaining, there are people whom they can't see. Because those who are wearing specs like myself, sometimes we end up being complaining, we saying, but you see, I mean, and there are people whom they wish that they could see the sun, but they can't see the sun because, number one, their eyesight is dimmed, they can't see, meaning they are blind. But as God gave us another opportunity to be able to see, even though we are complaining, even if we complain because we're saying that, I mean, why must I wear the specs? It is good to be alive. It is nice to see the sun. That's very good. Okay. Listen to Proverbs 17:22. Happiness is a good medicine, but a sorrow is a disease. Happiness is a good medicine, but a sorrow is a disease. In other words, if I want to be healed from whatever that is giving me a problem, or whatever that is troubling me, what I must do is I must make sure that I'm happy. I must make sure that I'm happy, and I must make sure that, because it's saying that happiness is a good medicine, but sorrow is a disease. Happiness is a good medicine, but sorrow is a disease. That is what it talks about. That sorrow is a disease. Meaning we must not always be on sorrow. Because that sorrow, it brings what we call a disease. That sorrow is a disease. But when I'm happy, the Bible says that's a medicine. Now, meaning I must always be happy, because that is what it's a medicine. That is a medicine. Alright, let's just tell you, when we come back, we'll continue. I think let's go with the song that's saying, "Favor shall follow me." Then we will come back. I don't know. Let's just go with the song that is saying, "Let it rain." Just enjoy the song.
Give it rain. falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down. Healing rain is falling down.
I'm not afraid. Healing rain, it's falling down. Healing rain is falling down. The time is exactly 6 past 7. CAT, which is Central African time. We continue to meditate as we read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse number 1. And what we are going to do, we're going to as I told you that it's saying that a smile makes people happy, good news makes them feel better. Then I told you Proverbs 17:22, happiness is good medicine, but sorrow is a disease. Now it's saying Proverbs 25:25, good news from a faraway place. It's like a cool drink of water when you are hot and thirsty. A good news. Alright. Okay, alright. Let's just go to... That was our referral. Okay. And then we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 22. Verse number 1. As I told you, it's better to be respected than to be rich. A good name is worth more than silver and gold. In other words, a good reputation, a good behavior, a good character, it's better than those. A good behavior, a good character, to be rich. That is what it says. A good behavior, a good character is better than to be rich. Alright, let's go to Philippians 4:3. For this I make a special request to my friends who were served with me so faithfully. Help these women. They worked hard with me in telling people the good news. Together with Clement and others worked with me. Their names are written in the book of life. Their names are written in the book of life. Why? I was explaining to you that it is better to be respected than to be rich. It's better to be it's better to have a good character. It's better to behave, to have a behavior than to be rich. Okay. We continue. Now, when we go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, verse number 1, it said, a few dead flies will make even the best perfume stink. In the same way, a little foolishness can rule much wisdom and honor. Alright. I decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. Remember I told you that it's saying that in the book of Ecclesiastes where we read, chapter 7:7, it is saying what? It's saying, let's just repeat it. It's saying, let's just repeat what it's saying. On Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, verse number 1. It's saying that a good name is better than precious ornament, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. That is what it's saying. Now, where we read now, Ecclesiastes 4:2, it said, I decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. He said he have decided of there are things that he have shown. But now, when we go to Ecclesiastes 9:4-6, it says, there is hope for those who are still alive. It does not matter who they are. But this saying is true. A living dog is better than a dead lion. A living dog is better than a dead lion. The living knows that they will die. But the dead, they don't know anything. They have no more rewards. People will soon forget them. After people are dead, their love, hate, and jealousy are all gone, and they will never again share. It does not matter who they are, but this saying is true. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Dead don't know anything. They have no rewards. People will soon forget them. After people are died, their love, hate, and jealousy are all gone, and they will never again share in what happened on earth. That is what it says. Now, listen here. Let's just go to Job 27:8. It said, What hope do people without God have when it is time to die? When God takes their lives away? What hope do people without God have when it is time to die? Now, if you know, when people are about to die, they say many things. Now here Job was trying to say that what hope do people without God have when it is time to die? When God takes their life away. Alright, let's go to Job 14:7-12. There is always hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it can grow again. It will keep sending out new branches. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump still die. Its roots may grow old in the ground and its stump die in the dust, but with water it will grow again. It will grow branches like the plant. But when a man dies, he becomes weak and stink, and then he is gone. Like a lake that goes dry to a river that loses its source. So people lose their life never to live again. The skies will all pass before they raise from death. This will come back after the earthquake. Remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, what a beautiful Tuesday. Some people, they on their profile on Facebook. Elijah Oyelinde, show us the glory. Take me to a places. Take me to a places. You are still listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now you are with me, John Mamawolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. Our scripture reading was in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1. Now, we go to verse number We'll go to verse number 2. Let's see. It is better to go to a funeral than to a party, because everyone must die, and the living need to remember this. It's other way it is saying that it is better to go to a funeral than a party, because everyone must die, and the living need to, we need to know that we gonna die. In other words, death it just remind us that we all gonna die. We all gonna die. That is what it talks about. Because remember, I just said that the day someone dies is better than the day they were born. Meaning the day when you die is better than the day when you were born. Now that is why, if you noticed at the graveyard, they put born in and died in. And now they even put another one, say buried in. Now there is born, died, buried. But here the Bible tells us the important one is when you die. The one that is born, you are born, is very important. But what I can tell you is there is no death. They must be born before they can be dead. Now, they must be born before death. But here it tells us death is important than born. But what comes first is born, followed by death. Before you reach death, there are things that you do during the period. In other words, he's trying to say is when you come to the world, you start writing the letter. Now, the time when you die, there's a time where you finish writing your letter. Now, when you go to number 2, it tells us that it is better to go to a funeral than a party, because everyone must die, and the living need to remember this. In other words, we need to remember that we all gonna die. Before Jesus comes, we all gonna die. We need to remember. That's why it's saying that it is better to go to a funeral than a party. Alright, let's go to Job chapter 1, verse number 4 to verse number 5. Let's not read that. Let's just go to again to verse number 3. It's just saying that sorrow is even better than laughter, because when our face is sad, our heart becomes good. Now I wanted to understand because somebody can say, but it on the other one where you read it saying laughter it's a good medicine and sorrow it's a disease, but here it tells us sorrow is better than laughter. But I think you understand what actually he was trying to say. Alright, let's just say, let's just go to Romans chapter 5, verse number 3 to 4. It's saying, as we are also happy with the troubles we have, why are we happy with troubles? Because we know that these troubles make us more patient. And this patience is a proof that we are strong, and this proof give us hope. Let's go to verse number 4. It's saying, a wise person think about death, but a fool always thinks about having a good time. Meaning, somebody who is wise always think about death, but the fool always thinks about having good time. Alright, let's go to verse number 5. It's saying, it is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the fool. What does it say? There are people who will praise you even if when you have done something that is stupid. Let me give you an example. Last week or last of last week, there was a video that was trending on Facebook, because it was somebody who is on top, on a higher position. Some people, they were praising him, and some people, they were rebuking him. That's why I'm saying, it is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the dead. In other way, by the foolish. In other way, it is when you when somebody criticized you, some other people, in other way, they are building you. But there are those people who will always criticize you even if you have done something that is good. Now, you must not worry about those people, because there are those people whom they will always want to criticize you even if you have done something good. Their work is just to criticize and criticize. But listen to Proverbs chapter 9, verse number 8. It's saying that, don't correct such people or they will hate you, but correct those who are wise and they will love you. What it's saying is, there are people who they don't want to be corrected. Meaning, other ways, they believe that they are always right. You can't correct them, you can't rebuke them. When you rebuke them, they start saying that you don't love them. When you correct them, they start saying, no, when you are against them. Now, the Bible tells us that those people, we must not even worry to correct them. Because they try to correct them, but they hate you. But correct those who are wise, because they will love you. There are some people, when you correct them, they hate you. You try to show a person that they will do things like this, he hates you. And he even spread things to the people that when you are so and so. But when what you were doing is, you were trying to help a person. Now, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 31-32, it says, to be counted among the wise, you must learn to accept helpful criticism. If you refuse to be corrected, you are only hating yourself. Listen to criticism and you will gain understanding. How many of us that we don't want to be criticized? When somebody criticized you, you feel like they demoralizing you. Some people, they criticize you for no reason. But what I want to say is, you must not worry. The thing is, some people, they will criticize you on the wrong that you've done. Now, it's very good for those people. But there are people who will always wanted to destroy whatever that you started. Now, don't worry about those people. Now, let's go to Proverbs 17, verse number 10. Smart people learn more from a single correction than fools learn from 100 beatings. Now, in other words, it's very important to be corrected. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 6. Remember, we're talking about a good character, a good reputation is better than expensive perfume. The day that someone dies is better than the day that you were born. I want to ask you, from the day that you were born until now. Are you happy with what you have done? From the day that you were born until now. If you were born in 2010, then now meaning you have 8 years. If you were born in 1992 or 1994, are you happy with whatever that you have done? Are you happy with whatever that you have accumulated? That's why he is saying that the day someone dies is better than the day that you are born. Because some people, they are born, but we can say they are useless. There's nothing that they bring. They do things which are not right. I mean, sometimes you will say, but I was not supposed to come here, or I was not supposed to do this. Alright. Let's go. Verse number 76, you see. The laughter of a fool is such a waste. It is like thorn burning under a pot. The thorns burn so quickly that the pot does not get hot. Let's go to Ephesians 2:2. So what are you going to do? It's a... Before I do that, I'm going to get someone by the name of Kokejo. It's a comedian. He's a Limpopo comedian, finest. He just want to tell us something. And then when he finish, and then we will continue. But now, let's just go there with this song, God of Wonders. Then we will get him. Mukanzi, Muavelo. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Mama Wolo Wale Joni.
How was your day?
My day was fantastic. Nyana, Mama Wolo. Nyana, but Nyana, Mama Wolo. Who are you saying? I'm Polo Kwano.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, what?
Alright, without wasting time, Gogejo, let's just, you can greet our listener.
Okay. Yeah, Samatoma, I'm going to begin to meet the Gilded by the Grace Radio. This gave him cancer, the comedian, Mahayosu, Gradal, Dumeri, Sagamoga, Kerawa, Maruma, Hosisiao.
Okay. I thank you, Gogejo. So let's just play the song. I will get someone, and then after that, I will release you, all of you. So let's just sit there.
No.
but I can have something to share. Yeah. Hey, did you man?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the Wapalinka de Moale?
Moale, what guys?
Moale, Kwamuma Dumilene.
Okay, Kakati.
Mr. Abudim, I can see more on Kirena Yard, I can see more on Kirena, that's full day, Maragawa and
Gay name is Kamsi.
Yeah, Mr. Abudim, we're going to move live on by the Grace Radio. Today, we're going to wish you a happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, Kulo Rawa.
Awali, we're going to celebrate the Buguru Nam Kamsi.
You're not going to be able to get a musician, you're not going to be able to
Kakatia uno.
Hey John.
Yeah, Gogesh. Yes, Gogesh.
Munna ora mujuma ke te wo rutere bo tum nani chipane ni le chu mama bon.
Awa. No, I think maybe you crammed the number or something. I don't know.
Oh, u crammile nomoro ya rena ne.
Yeah.
Okay, ah warta mutupa one day Mr. Mujumo re tshege ba tshe ga mo pa ke Grace Radio. It was a party time error sara Mr. Timolo Ramujumo kana mo se she re happy happy birthday le ba bang ba birthday and share happy happy birthday from by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart of the people, just for a soul mahaye su kin na kete from country ya on strength youth and talk each and every day u thoma ka 3 u fita ka 6 remember it was party moment on time to meditate with John Mamabolo mahaye su good night jata takana awuti ka usani ya 3 to 6 by the Grace Radio.
Okay, so what was happening is it was a party time with Gogejo Mkanzi. There was somebody who was birthdaying today, so he decided to call the person and wish that person a beautiful birthday. Now, I want to say to everyone who is birthdaying today, I just want to say to you that happy birthday to you, and may God add more years and more days to your calendar. Now, you're listening to Pastor John Mamabolo doing the show that is called Time to Meditate, and the time is exactly 7:42. The time is exactly 7:42 CAT. Central Time. Now, as I told you that we're talking about under the topic that saying a good reputation is better than expensive pleasures or as expensive perfume, the day someone dies is better than the day they were born. Now, I've asked you a question that you can look back at your life and tell me, since the day that you were born, what have you achieved up to so far? Are you happy with whatever that you have achieved? Are you happy with whatever that you have gained? That's why it tells us that the day that you die is better than the day that you are born. But when you go into Ephesians 9:4, it's saying that a living dog is better than a dead lion. Now, in other words, is there are some people whom they are born, but you can say, in other words, they are useless because of the way maybe they behave, the way they, some other people, they are lazy even to do anything. For them is to wake up and do nothing and sleep. That is why here now Solomon ended up being saying that the day that you died, the day someone dies is better than the day they were born. The reason why he said that based on what I have mentioned, what I have told you. Now, we came to verse number 6. We read verse number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Now we read 6 when it's saying to us that the day of fools, the laughter of fools is such a waste. It is like thorn burning under a pot. The thorns burn so quickly that the pot does not get hot. The laughter of a fool. Alright. Now, when we go to Ecclesiastes 2:2, said, it is foolish to laugh all the day. Having fun does not do any good. Alright. You will understand as we continue. Proverbs 29 verse 9. It says, if someone who is wise try to settle a problem with a fool, the fool will argue and say stupid things, and they will never agree. The people with whom they will always argue and argue, you will never agree with those people. You will never agree with them. Okay, alright. Remember, you're listening to your favorite radio, By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What I'm going to do now, we are on the show that is called Time to Meditate. The time is exactly 7:46. Due to some other things, around 8 o'clock, we will sign off, and they will continue again tomorrow, because due to some other things, that some matters that we need to deal with. But what I'm going to do now, we're going to the break. Just get some coffee. When we come back, we'll continue. And it is awesome. Now, let's just say you have done so much. Just enjoy the song.
As I look back over my life, I realize that God has been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Therefore, I lift up my hands in worship. The Bible says they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we come to tell you the reason why we worship Him.
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus Christ. He came to
that you've done, Lord. I just want to honor you.
You've done so much for me to worship. You've done so much for me to worship. Worship.
He went to Calvary.
He went to Calvary
to save me from my sin.
Thank you.
We love him. We love him. You have done so much. I just want to look at what you have done in your life. You have done so much. We don't have much to say of what he have done in my life, of what he have done in your life. Now we're going to read verse number 7. It's saying that even the wise will forget their wisdom. If someone paid them enough, that money destroys the understanding. Now, remember, we're talking about a good reputation is better than expensive perfume. The day someone dies is better than the day they were born. Now, here he's just explaining why did he said those. Because now, verse number 7 is saying that this one you can look at, you can look into it. How many people that you know, you knew these people, and they were very good. They were loyal. They were loyal before they got money. Now after they got money, before they had money, you were able to interact with them. You were able to talk with them. You were able to call them. But now, after they received large sum of money, now they are no longer available. They are destroyed. Before they had money, they were able to understand whatever you say. They were able to understand and hear whatever that you wanted. But now, because somebody gave them money, now things have turned around. Like Proverbs 17:23 said, a wicked judge will accept a bribe, and that keep justice from being done. That's what it said. Where there's a bribe, things are not well. Everywhere there's a bribe. At the workplace there's a bribe. For you to get the position, you must bribe someone. For you to get a high post, you must bribe someone. And many people, they end up doing a bribe with their body. Like they sell their body in case of a bribe, so that they can get the position. Or many people, what they do is they do a lot of things in order to get the position, because that is what money will do. Money have changed many people. Money have destroyed many people that we know. Money has made some other people something that even we don't know who they are. We don't know, I mean, their life, because of what they have done. That is what money do. Because in the Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 8, where I read, as I told you, that it's saying that even the wise will forget their wisdom if someone paid them enough money, and that money will destroy their understanding. There are lots of people that, because of money, they have changed their character. They have changed their behavior. Because of money. Like now, you know, a person was respected. He was saving God. Like he was straight. But after he received huge money, or because of a bribe, now he's doing things. And that's why when you read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 17:23, it says that a wicked judge will accept a bribe, and that keeps justice from being done. All over in the country, all over, there's a bribe. When you go to the court, there's a bribe. They bribe somebody so that the justice must not be done. Now that is why at the beginning I said that we're talking about a good reputation is better than expensive perfume. The day someone dies is better than the day that they were born. Now here we just reading, explaining why will he say that. From verse number 1 until verse number 6, where we just read, I wanted you to understand why did he say that the day that you die is better than the day that you were born. Because people, they are changing. People, they no longer the way they were. They do things, they do this all over the places. There's a bribe. Now it becomes a problem. Let's go to verse number 9. Number 9, it says, don't become angry quicker because anger is foolish. Let's go to number 10. Don't say life was better in the good old days. What happened? Wisdom does not lead us to ask that question. You know, there are people now, as I speak now, they say that during our times. Now here we are told that it is better. It say, let me repeat what it say. It say, it's saying, like verse number 8. Okay, I think we jumped verse number 8. Number 8, it said, it is better to finish something than to start it. It is better to be gentle and patient than to be proud and impatient. Now, how many people that you know, they have started something, they never finish? Now, it just told us, it is better to finish something than to start. What you have started, you must finish it. How many people you know that they have started something but they never finish it? Because it tells us it is better to finish something than to start it. It is better to be gentle and patient than to be proud and impatient. In other words, is the end, it's important. But before the end, there's a start. There can't be the end. There can't be the finish before there's a start. There must be a start first, and there must be finish. When you do something, there must be a start, and there must be finish. When you look back now at your life, at you look back at your friends, did they finish what they started? How many people you know in the community, in wherever, that they started something but they never finish? That is why it just said, for someone who die is better than someone who's bad. Because people, they don't finish what they started. Now, tonight I want to say to you that whatever that you start, you must finish it. Whatever that you start, you must finish it. Whatever that you start, you must finish it. And it's better to be gentle and patient. Patient, it's very important. Patient, it's very, very important. Now listen to Psalm 123, 126, 5-6. Then those who were said when they plant will be happy when they gather the harvest. Those who cried as they killed the seed will be happy when they bring in the crops. Alright. Now, what he's trying to say is, it is very important to finish what you have studied. If you have registered the course at school, I say to you that finish that course, because it is important to finish what you have studied. If you have studied the project of building, finish that project. Don't hang it there. Just finish it. And just be gentle and patient. Don't be proud and impatient. How many people do you know that they received something, they started to be proud, and they started to be impatient? Alright, now, I read number 10. As I said, it said that, don't say life was better in the good old days. What happened? Wisdom does not lead us to ask that question. Now, there are people who are saying that during our times, we are able to do this. There are those people saying, during our times, we were able to do this. Now, what I want to do is now, I just want to thank everyone who have just tuned in from 6 o'clock until now, as 8 o'clock. We were going to finish our show exactly at 9 o'clock. But what we're going to do is we're going to close our show now. And we'll be able to continue tomorrow. It was a lovely show. We'll continue where we just left. Now, I just want to thank everybody all over the world, all over the continent, for tuning in and listening to favorite radio that is called By the Grace Radio, on the show that is called Time to Meditate, with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. I thank you very much. May God continue to bless you. May God continue to restore your heart and your soul. I love you so much, and we love you. Stay blessed.